What is family?
Oh my God.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's open it up. Family.
Talk about it.
Are the people that love you by choice?
By choice?
Yeah, it doesn't always. Family is not always.
That's a friend. No, I choose to love a friend.
Be quiet. Be quiet right quick. Let me work.
Let him land.
Let me work.
Okay. Let's see.
Friends can be family. That don't mean all your relatives are family. Because everybody got some relatives, to be honest, that we blood, but if we want blood.
Blood makes you family. Loyalty makes you family.
Alright.
Period.
Them families, man. Families are the ones that say the negative shit to your face.
Facts.
Speak highly of you
behind your back.
Yeah.
Facts. If you ain't real enough to tell me my faults to my face, I can't fuck with you. Like, don't hype me up in my face. Teach me.
They the ones that see you struggling and try to find a way to help you out.
Facts.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Fred, that's how you know I'm really a family. I call you fat to your face.
Even as I'm slimming down.
So when I call you fat, behind your back, you can't say it. I'm being two-faced.
No, that's not family. That's fake. You a whole fake ass nigga.
How I'm being fake?
You want exactly how
I talk about you now. What's Fred doing? Man, I don't know what that fat ass nigga doing.
I will call my family stupid.
Exactly. Because they family.
If you
can't
call
pick
me fat, I wouldn't be
can't
mad.
Can't pick them.
Cause you've got me fat for a long time. You got me fat when I was fat. So you got me fat while I'm slimming down. I don't give a fuck.
It hurts. I mean, you know, I feel the same way. You know, but I mean, family—that's your blood to me. Mm. I feel what y'all saying, you know, because I mean, it is facts, you know. But I just see family as blood, because I mean, shit, that's biology.
Come on, man.
Family, fuck up. Yeah, mess up.
But still, you know, family.
They'll do you bad, man. They'll do you damn bad for real.
That's true to the mug, but they are still family.
Like, I'm.
If you come from a family like that, yeah,
I was just going to say that. It depends on the family union. Like, I'm blessed to have a family union where I can only say it's only like one family member. And it ain't just me, it's like my whole family. We don't fuck with that person. So, it ain't just Fred hating. Like, we all don't.
Family to me is somebody who you are forced together by bond to like build a chemistry with. And y'all build that chemistry, that's family.
Okay, but if it's
because you can't pick them.
Okay, wait, you can't pick forced.
You can't pick your family. You can't pick your family.
No, you can't pick your relatives.
You can't pick your family, man. Your family, like, that's the cards you dealt. Like, you can't pick these folks. Like, these people, I'm just, like, right now, I'm just forced with y'all. Because, you know, we all live together and stuff. Family. We all live close. If we live
like I gotta like you. You live right next to me.
Exactly. If you live like in Japan, you live in Australia, you live in New York, I live in New Zealand, we ain't know each other. Like, what makes us family? What bond do we got? But now.
Wait, what?
Get out.
Pat, that ain't Pat. No, be quiet, Pat. Be quiet. No, you can't pick your relatives, but you can pick your family. Because I have some friends that are closer to me than family.
Mm. I didn't pick you. We was in band together.
Y'all not in band now?
Pat. You didn't pick
anybody else in band to be with.
You didn't pick me? We didn't pick each other. At all. No. Because Pat's my bro, so we can do this. Like, this is just bro talk right here. Like, as bro, you don't think I chose you as a brother? Like, you don't think I didn't have the choice to say I'm not hanging out with this guy?
Right.
No, for whatever reason.
It could have been like that.
Bro. I mean, no. Fred.
Like, you say we was in band, we was in different sections. Like, I could have just been like, I don't fuck with this guy.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with you being from Jackson either.
From friend of friend. Like, fucked your brother first, then like just out of nowhere, we got cool. So like, family. Your family became my family, then by extension, you became family, then we became like family.
No, family. Your mom looks at me as her son. My mom looks at you as her son.
Because we're family.
Okay, if you live in New Zealand and I live in Wichita, Kansas, and we know each other, our mamas wouldn't look at each other like that.
Exactly. We wouldn't have no bond. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Zutidlu.
So what are you not understanding? You literally said everything we...
Yeah.
So what are you not understanding?
You saying...
I'm saying the same thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Bro, that... See, you know why? Because we are Ohana. Let you keep it simple, stupid.
To that.
Keep it short and simple.
Nice and simple. And if you listen to all that, then you listen to Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
Sure. Come on, man.
Sure.
Hey,
welcome to the dojo of knowledge.
I like that.
Finna kick that shit.
Cause today we talking about the real deal. We talking about comfort zone.
Wait. Gotta introduce yourselves just in case a new listener listening. Let us know who you are.
Well, if you new, then I'm Fred. And if you not new, we've been fucking.
Well, this me and your BJ.
It's the one who left out your mama house that night. I still got my socks over there, but it's your boy Tim.
Make
sure you wash them motherfuckers too now.
This is April.
Socks get dirty.
The only normal person.
Don't throw them away.
It's like
yeah.
Hey, yeah. Since Fred got a little deep.
What did you try? What
if you don't get the fuck? Get the fuck out.
Oh my god. Damn. We need a stunt cam.
Hey. It's your boy.
Wait, let me get my name out.
It's your boy, Backpack.
He's using all his chest and abdomen right now. He ain't never used this much of his upper body.
By 10-minute mark, I'm going to be wheezing.
Not breathing.
Until then, what are we talking about today?
That's all naked.
Boy, say it again, Pat. I just want to hear the deep voice again.
Hey, RIP to Debo.
Thanks.
RIP Debo.
RIP to the real.
Hey. Sonny. Tiny Lister.
Tiny Lister.
Tommy.
Definitely a hit. Yeah. We definitely took a hit with that one. Yeah. 2020 still coming through.
Yeah. Taking out the legends.
Appreciate who you got. Mm. Give people roses.
Why are they here?
Supporting characters. Old buddy. UPS. Man, my grandma gave me that chain. We give you your roses, bro.
You was a goat already.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. Giving all the sporting characters they roses. People who you don't think.
Pat was inspired by Friday.
Come on now.
Skinny guy got his chain taken. He felt something.
No. You know, I just want to give somebody their roses, you know.
I feel like Cole from Martin don't get enough credit.
Come on now.
Oh, now we can speak on that.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
He doesn't.
Can you please go back to your regular voice?
Don't do it. Keep going. Try to do it again, because right now...
I'm going to hit you in your chest.
Boy.
I'm definitely going to hit you in your chest.
I really can't believe you did it, just because some new listeners, you just got to flick like that. Look at your car.
Yeah, it's about to die.
No, it was because new listeners. I just tried flicks because at first I heard Fred, he got a little deep. Then BJ came in a little bit. Then Timmy came in. I was like, shit. I ain't finna be the only Michael Jackson ass nigga out here.
I don't think I was that deep.
You was not. I don't
know
what's going on.
Man.
Okay. He gotta have an issue.
I don't know, man. I'm having a beer complexity issue.
Oh my god.
I'll be honest with you. We talking about comfort zones.
Yeah.
Are we not talking about comfort zones?
Speak on your comfort zone right now.
So yeah. It's just fact like I just can't get a beard. I don't know why. I try every method. Vitamins, whatever you can name. Hey, Flintstones to Jetsons.
They ain't got nothing to do with beer. Try it.
Come on now.
Grown ass man.
Miracle Growth. Cool Whip. All of it. Ain't nothing work.
What did you say? Cool. Yeah,
come on.
He said, "Find them entitlement."
Oh,
bro, what?
Hey, man, that's
hilarious.
So how do you think? So what do you think you need to do to come out of that comfort zone? Because we obviously need to get you out of there.
Just accept the fact that the beard ain't for me. And just rock the baby face look.
So to get out of your comfort zone, you need to accept reality.
Yeah.
All right. See what it is? I like what it's going.
Accept my reality.
My comfort zone is definitely feeling like I'm not enough. Like
we get deep.
Like real talk. Like I've been told my what are you doing?
Putting the flag on the play.
Don't
try and blame this black man thing. Comfort zone is what makes you comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You're not comfortable with feeling like you're not enough.
How you gonna tell me that?
First off, if you are, that is depression. Just plain. You said you're comfortable with feeling like you're not enough. That is depression, Fred. And I'm nipping this in the bud right now. I'm not finna let you go out here speaking like you just playing out depressed. We're talking about comfort zone. Comfort zone is where do you feel comfortable in. It's where you feel too comfortable, where you don't take leaps and boundaries because you're okay with being right here. That's
so,
comfort.
Like being not enough or right above average or almost enough.
So like you
was just trying to say
will be almost enough.
That's my comfort zone. How I get out of that comfort zone is trying to exceed my own expectations, trying to find out who I am.
That's a lie, Fred. I know you. You feel tell me you somebody who comfortable with being just not enough, being okay.
Hey.
That is not your. You is not finna tell me, Fred. That is what you comfortable with. You is not finna sit up here and lie to me.
If he pretty good at that shit, you could be comfortable in that.
He's not finna sit up here and tell me.
Some people could be successful being.
If my 75% is better than somebody's 100,
right,
that can cause complacency. So, if someone is used to giving 75%. Or maybe 65%, like you in math in high school when you didn't do your homework, but you were better than everyone else. Remember that?
Yeah.
You remember your 75 was better than some of the kids' 100, maybe?
That's not feeling like I was not enough, though.
That's you. We're talking about me. So for you to tell me my comfort zone is just completely false on you. That's why I'm just letting you speak.
No, it's not because you're not going to tell me a
how
comfort
I'm not
going to
tell you your comfort
is feeling
comfort.
Like that you're not enough. That's not comfort.
To who?
To nobody. Who on earth feels like they not enough is comfortable?
Me, Pat, and that's what I'm trying to explain.
That's
to you.
Depression.
Pat,
if you really feel that way, that is depression. I'm stopping you. That is depression.
You're stopping me.
Feeling like you're not enough is a right, comfort. Man. There is all something right. wrong.
Yes, Pat, and I'm not depressed right now. You want to know why?
There's something wrong.
Oh, my God. Now, Pat, just, I have been depressed because I have been in this comfort zone, which, of course, is depression. That is not what I'm arguing. You're saying it's not a comfort zone. I'm not saying the comfort zone isn't depression. It is. But you saying it's not a comfort zone, you're telling me my fucking comfort zone. Me, listen to what you're doing right now.
That nigga is a critical.
Please listen to what you're doing right now and tell me I'm wrong. Cause I really want to feel like I'm wrong. Tell me I've never been depressed right now. Cause that's really what you're telling me.
I never said that you're depressed.
That gotta be.
I'm
telling you that the comfort zone is depression, and I've been there because I've been in that comfort zone. But you telling me it's not a comfort zone is the problem.
Because how are you gonna tell me my comfort zone? Have you walked in my shoes? Have you lived my life? I haven't been through nothing you've been through.
So you're finna say discomfort was your comfort?
Yes.
Can I say something? Pat, you're not listening to him. You're waiting for him.
You ain't hearing nothing I'm saying.
Before you say something, because I will hit you. You're waiting for him to finish talking so you can answer. You're not listening to him to hear him. You're just listening to him so he can get done talking.
I'm trying to understand me right now. Okay, I was doing you like that, but not him.
Yes, you are, Pat. You can't tell somebody their comfort zone. Like, who?
Okay, wait, pause. For the sake of privacy, go back to your comfort zone. Go back to what you were saying, just so I make sure I'm crystal clear. Don't try and say I'm wrong, because I'm... You tell me
you what... Said was, what you said I'm wrong. I never said you were wrong.
What you said was your comfort zone.
My comfort zone is not going through to my best ability, not being my best. I feel comfortable not being my best. If my best is 100%, and I can give 75, and my 75, and I see my 75 is better than people's 100, I'm not going to want to get better if I'm in my comfort zone.
That's easy to understand.
Out of my comfort zone, I'm going to give 120%. I'm going to be the best me I can be every day so I don't be depressed. Because, yeah, that can be a depression, not living up to your full potential just because your 75 is better than somebody's 100. Comfort zones usually breed depression. It's kind of why they're called comfort zones. Like, depression gets comfortable.
Oh, he said some shit when he said that shit. Like, okay. There. Don't be complacent.
Don't try to argue it because it's my comfort zone.
You are, now, what you said there, that is 100% correct.
I said it the first time.
No.
I'm not getting it.
No. Next person.
But it's no. I see what you're saying, though. Like, no. For you to get out of your comfort zone, pretty much got to go 100.
I have to be the best person I can be to be out of my comfort zone, because if I'm not, I will stay there.
I feel what you're saying.
Even if my somebody's 100 is better than my 75, I'll boost it up to 80 just to see if that works. Boost it up to 85. And if my 85 is better, I'll stay there. And then when they leave, I go back down to 75 because it's better than the others.
I do that shit sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Sounds like
talking about basketball,
man. That shit is synonymous with life, man.
Yeah. But, I don't know, bro. I just feel like my comfort zone is just being comfortable. Like, in my own, like, setting. That's kind of how I took the topic.
I feel you. Because I really relate to that, too. Like, I'm comfortable being, like, I'm just cool being in the house, playing the game. I'm straight.
Yeah.
But over time, you got to do more stuff. You got to go out and, like, you know, travel experience and stuff like that. So basically, to get out there, one is just to, like Fred said, just go 100% and just try new things, do different stuff. Don't let your fears get in your way, because I'm comfortable being on the ground. Don't put me in land. Don't put me in sea. Don't put me in the air. Let my feet stay on the ground.
You have a board, basic ass life.
That's basically the comfort. Comfortable. Yeah.
The basic life. Comfortable.
That's it.
Yeah. Motherfuckers need uncomfortability, though.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be growing as uncomfortable than a motherfucker.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So you got to put yourself.
If it's not uncomfortable, then you're not growing.
Yeah.
A seed has to break through. Like it has to sprout.
Yeah.
Like, it has to. It has to come through the ground. It has to. It has to struggle.
Facts. And without the struggle, they're just like saying, how can something grow with no rain?
After the rain.
Well, sing it, bro. Sing it.
Come on now.
Sing it, bro.
Let it be known.
Hey, that's real.
That's real. How can something grow without rain?
I think those are like the biggest two comfort zones, not giving your all and being complacent with stuff.
Yeah. And they go hand in hand too. Like that's where I stay in my comfort zone. I don't give my full potential. You know what I'm saying? So
it's just knowing the balance of when to be comfortable and when to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be comfortable 24/7, 365.
Nah.
Ain't no way.
That's like a person that has a good day every day.
Come on now, you
like 365 days of the other year. Every time you see this person, I'm fine, I'm good. Like, oh, hell no, get the fuck away from me. You got two people in your basement. Get the fuck away from me.
Something.
Your ass is crazy. No, your ass is fucking delusional. Ain't no way you good 365 days of the year. That's impossible. That's fucking impossible.
Well, I don't know, man. Some people could be, you know.
That is on
10 every single day.
Buddhist monks trip and fall.
You could have, okay, you could be on 10, but you can't tell me you got no problems
every single day.
Exactly. You ain't got no bad day. So if you ain't got no bad days, that means you ain't got no good days.
Even Jay-Z, a billionaire.
Like, you just going through life existing. If you ain't got no bad days, you ain't got no good ones.
You gotta accept them shits.
Jay-Z is a whole billionaire. He said he got 99 problems.
And they have a lot of business. And I would but love bitch to, wasn't one, though.
I would love to have 20 of them problems.
Yeah.
I would love to have 20 of them problems.
Come on now. Yeah. But a billionaire said he got 99 of them. I'm not a billionaire, so I got way more than 99 of them.
No, I can't stand people like when you talk about money and people be like, well, you know, it's a bunch of problems that's gonna come with all that money. Shit, I'd rather have the problems with money than the problems without it.
Yeah, the problems luxurious.
I would love to have money problems because if I put down 100 problems right now, 99 could be solved with money.
Mm-hmm. Not all of them would be luxurious. Yeah, mine would be luxurious because I'm not just money hungry. Right. I just like money to, you know, do stuff.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I ain't trying to have power. I just want to go on trips.
I want the power, bro. I want the respect, too.
I
want
to go on trips.
It'll be cool knowing.
So you just
going to
take a road trip around the world?
I'm going to
get on a plane?
I'm going to get on a plane, but I'm going to get on a plane with somebody who already been in a plane crash.
What, nigga?
Get out.
The possibility of them getting on the second plane crash is very low. So
get out.
Okay. He already know what it feel like.
Get the fuck out. The
possibility of somebody being in two plane crashes is hella low.
Hella low.
So if I ride on a plane with him, the possibility, you know, was a little bit more. So
It's
just playing out statistics. Like, the possibility of somebody getting in two plane crashes is hella low. If you're getting two of them.
Not if they're with you on the plane, Pat.
Damn.
You
know, wait, why with me?
Bro, you know, it was a dude who crashed three times and killed three of his family members.
But he was alive.
He survived every time.
Plane?
Plane.
All right. Okay,
he killed them on purpose to get the insurance money.
Ooh. Oh, but he stayed alive? Okay, I can probably get on a plane with him. He know how to stay alive.
So this nigga
But nobody else but him. He
did it on purpose.
Three times.
And you gonna get on the plane with him?
Three times.
Oh, unless
each
I know he got a shroom.
He's still alive, I think.
You don't think he assured his family that they wasn't going to die?
I don't know.
You just random Pat.
Pat.
Fat Pat.
So you going to be Fat Pat. So you just going to be chilling.
So you
going to
take
up
two seats instead of one.
Oh, man. I wish I would.
It's going to be a big splat.
The wet distribution like a motherfucker. You see something of the fam? Oh, like, bro, you got to sit in the middle of the plane, nigga.
And we back. So, we are going to talk about hoe logic. The logic of hoes.
Yeah. Hoe logic.
What is it, ouch, man? Somebody tell me what it is.
You do anything?
Tuesday.
Just the fuck.
It's Tuesday. It's another day. Hoe logic has run rampant. It's run rampant.
Infested the streets with logic.
Like, it just infested. No, it infested the wrong people with logic.
Right.
The hoes got the logic.
Right. It's really, it's in the media like a motherfucker now.
I promise you. Dude.
Come on now.
I hear it on the radio every day. Whole logic.
Damn, they're making reports on whole logic.
No, I think they just spreading the message.
They just spreading, spreading around.
Prime situation, the whole logic.
Right.
I say, like, prime situation, the whole logic. Woman is in a whole nother relationship. But texting her ex. That she want him. But when the ex asks what kind of dude does she have.
Right.
She names off the perfect nigga.
Whole logic.
Whole logic.
The perfect nigga.
So she want the imperfect nigga.
Is it the imperfect nigga? Mm-hmm.
Was he the imperfect nigga?
I don't think they know what they want.
Yes, he was the imperfect nigga.
They want the imperfect stuff.
Fact. He brings the drama.
Come on now.
It's way more fun. Like, I have honestly come to find, like, love is boring, but hate is fun. Like, the drama is a lot of fun to some women. Like, some women, drama is fun. It's a roller coaster. Got his ups and he got his downs. And the downs make the ups better. So sometimes she'll start it down just to get up. Yeah, boy, that was a bar. I don't give a damn.
That was a bar. Hold on.
Spoke some isms.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
But
that's it.
The thing,
that's the definition of whole logic. Right,
this is the messed up part.
Instead of asking for sex, I'm going to start an argument.
That's whole logic.
That's whole logic.
That's whole logic. Hey, you know what? That's some good whole logic right there. Unless it backfires and dude actually get mad, then. The female get mad?
Exactly. We just could have been fucking. She like you see how this is drama.
She just reversed whole-ology'd herself.
It's just drama. And it's fun. It's on female. That's drama, but that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whole logic as well.
Not talk to him for 3 days. Whole logic.
You got to buy me a Birkin bag.
Whole logic.
For nothing.
Because I see other people on Instagram got them.
Whole logic.
Riri, man, gave her a shout out. What mine is.
Whole logic.
Come on now.
Whole logic.
Whole logic.
I thought y'all were talking about hoes as fuck. And they do what they gotta do.
Nah, that's part of it. We are human beings. Human beings are sexual beings. All sex ain't just whole sex. We all know what whole sex is. Ain't no feelings attached. That shit talk about just.
When she texting a nigga who she know got a nigga, got a nigga?
Oh, that's some bullshit.
When she texting a dude who she know he got a woman, but she make it seem like she not a side chick. Whole logic.
She the main woman.
Yeah.
In her mind.
Yeah.
Whole logic.
Oh, yeah, that's some whole logic.
She one step away from it. That's really whole logic like a motherfucker.
She got in her head, oh, I'm the one. He really wants. He still hit me up.
She thinks she's special.
Come on now.
You are a sad individual if you think that shit is cute.
Whole logic.
No, oh, fuck it.
I got one for y'all that's deep. She wants the perfect nigga.
Oh, shit. That's just stupid.
Whole logic.
Whole logic. Get the perfect nigga for you.
Like, how can he be perfect? He gotta play trumpet and run the streets.
And have a heart. But still slap a bitch.
Nigga gotta be.
And watch anime.
Okay, that's some shit you want.
Yeah,
I mean, no, he's perfect. He do
I think
everything.
You try to fit yourself in the cage.
No,
yeah, I can't.
I'm saying perfect.
We gonna stop that.
He gotta watch Power Rangers.
I was trying to go on opposite ends of the spectrum.
You gotta watch Power Rangers and flip bricks at the same time.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's on separate ends of the spectrum.
The nigga gotta be all Adele and Justin Timberlake.
That's on the same spectrum.
Yeah, that's on the same spectrum right there. I'm going to say just Timberlake and Bootsy, then, you know, that's different spectrums.
So that's perfect.
But, yeah, like, he got to have everything of, like...
Can do it all.
Everything that holds, like, shit that don't matter. Like, nothing that matters with your mind, nothing that matters with your heart. Everything other than that.
I ain't perfect. I can't change roofs.
Yeah, I'm a growing nigga. I'm getting there though. I don't know if I'm gonna be perfect, but goddamn it, I'm gonna be the perfect me though.
You feel me? Thanks. I really can't do plumbing neither. Like talking about, I'm gonna have to call a plumber.
Might have to call an electrician. I'm gonna have the money to pay for it though. Goddamn.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Fucking well,
you gotta go through something, you know, to be perfect.
Right.
Can't even be perfect, not dead.
Unless you're Hercules.
After the rain. Yeah.
Hercules pretty perfect. The Rock.
All right.
See, all of this is fake. You see, exactly. And hey, The Rock got hoes. Hercules had hoes. He go to save for niggas. Like, man, no. It's some cartoon women that niggas that was just perfect. Jasmine.
Facts.
You're not gonna find her in real life because she's on TV.
Sleeping Beauty.
Like, whole logic can go both ways.
Wait, nah, she sleep a lot.
Females.
That would be my perfect bitch. You sleep a lot. Right.
Hey, man.
His laugh made me laugh like a
motherfucker. People ain't gonna know what I said. The real people gonna catch on and laugh.
Take the fucking wheel.
I'm gonna punch you.
I will kick in your dick when you can't have children. I suggest you not try me.
Alright, that's not on topic.
My testicles is where my kids come from.
You be kicking a pregnant person, bro. That nigga pregnant right now.
All y'all niggas be pregnant then.
We are.
We are. Hey, yeah, you better fucking know it.
Come on now.
You better know it.
My body, my rights.
Spit your shit. Spit that shit.
Ladies, please don't ever get pregnant. It's not worth it.
Wait. Reproduction of human is not worth it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'm gonna stop that one. I wouldn't be here, everyone, for reproduction.
Keep it life going. I can't say that. Always worth it.
Yeah, like definitely.
I mean, shoot. I mean, pretty women out right now. Even if women did take a breather right now, we still got a lot popping out.
Pregnancy is death.
That's...
Period.
Who pissed in your coffee?
Nobody.
Let's put it on tape. Who pissed in your coffee?
Who?
It's that Gatorade.
The fuck?
It's that Gatorade you drinking. You drinking Haterade.
I like that one. I like what you did there. I like what you did there.
That shit is dead.
Oh,
pregnancy is life. I mean, you literally got another life.
It's literally life.
That shit is horrible.
But
you just gotta go through all that, bro. So you gotta see, man. I feel like, you know,
it's the
beauty
of life.
You gained 30 pounds. You can't hardly breathe. You're 20 degrees hotter than everybody else.
Right.
Then when it comes to give birth, you damn near are at the brink of dying.
Ooh, ain't life beautiful?
Right.
Like,
ain't life
beautiful?
To give birth to a child.
God. And y'all won't come through and some more roller coasters.
Ooh,
even if you have a choice, don't get pregnant.
I mean, unless, you know, y'all ready to get pregnant, then, you know.
Hey.
Y'all get pregnant.
Y'all ready? You with the right person? Shit, you want to start your family and start your legacy? Hey, yeah, kids.
If you not.
Yeah, if you not, then take some responsibility and don't do that. But if you are.
Hey, man.
Hey, that baby.
On me, have all them kids. Build your legacy. Shit.
I'm on 5 of them.
Give a what?
Hell yeah.
Bang, bang.
They shoot the club.
What you do?
Wow. Like, we talked about this. It's a lot of people need to know to be smart about having children. That's a great topic to talk about, though.
Yeah, man. What y'all think is a good age to have kids?
I don't think there's an age, really. Well, of course there's an age biologically.
Yeah, that's
13 like, biologically.
Man. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I believe
that's when you can start having
13-year-old in today's society should be having children.
Should be.
Shouldn't be okay. having children. Yeah, so I appreciate you.
Hey, but, I think they offering like 60. Would you pay six? I mean, would you get paid $6,000 to donate sperm?
Yeah. They charging $7,000 for eggs. I know what you're talking about. I'd be up in there every day.
Man, shit, I don't know about a sperm bank, man. Yeah. I don't just want nobody to have my kids.
Thanks, bro. Like, I don't know.
They give me $7,000,
boy. I'm going to spend with you there, BJ. I don't even want anybody having my child, man. Like, I don't even know how I feel just having a child just out there and I don't know him. Like, that'll make me feel bad.
Is that really your child?
If she got money to pay,
yeah, that's my child. That's half of me. Like,
take care.
Your mom and your dad went half on you. Like, going half on the baby, that's a real turn.
Like, she told me $7,000 on some good.
It's just listen to what you just said. It's just their genetics. Their genetic makeup.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just half your genetic.
What? Shit.
Man, yeah, I feel
like you still got to add in upbringing and stuff. You're not definitely upbringing at all.
I want to be. That's why I don't want to.
Then, my nigga, I feel sorry if you masturbate.
What? Like,
tie it all in.
Like, I
mean,
what
you gonna do? You masturbate when you bust a nut? What you gonna save them too? Cause you wanna be there for their lives.
For their lives?
Like they don't have lives. They're sperm. I mean,
what you donating?
But what is being used for? Sperm can die over time.
Yeah, I mean, after a certain time,
sperm can die, Pat. Like.
I'm
ejaculated sperm dies. Like,
guess what?
Sperm in a sperm baby lives.
You ain't seen it again.
That ain't the point.
You might well throw it down the toilet.
Yeah, Pat. You want
except to I'm getting $7,000 for it now instead of just throwing it down the toilet.
$7,000 flush. That's some shit.
Come on now.
Man, that's boy.
Well, sperm
that's
all
how
the
you
way
know.
To.
That's how you know nut ain't that valuable, bro. Cause it'd be a lot of rich niggas if they was paying $7,000 for nothing.
They probably just ain't got access to the place.
We would have a whole nother fucking social class.
Come on now.
Yeah, nut class.
Come on now. We have
to be out rich off nothing. Like,
just off nothing, boy. That line would be goddamn all the way down the street.
That's crazy.
But back to the topic on when you should have children. Right?
Oh.
Yeah, like back to the actual topic. I feel like you should have children when you're like with someone that you can actually raise like the family with, because you can't just look at them as children. You have to look at them as an addition to the family. Mm-hmm. If you look at it like that, it becomes something different. Mm-hmm. It becomes a unit. Becomes an institution instead of just me, you, and that child. Like everybody's separate.
Okay.
Yeah, I do want to be mommy, daddy, and
that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to have an institution going on. Like, I want mom and dad at the top. Children come afterward. Because if the child is above one of the parents, then shit, I should be able to just sit in my room and piss on myself.
I mean, what if the child like what if he like a mini Brun in high school? I'm pretty sure he was above his mom.
Be quiet, Pat. Be quiet.
Just point out all the... Just point out all the scenarios, man. I'm just pointing out all the scenarios, man.
But
anyway. What if you're a dope boy? And he the breadwinner of the house?
First of all, I'm going through your chest. That's all the time.
You're not paying the bills this month.
First of all, because you're hustling backwards. You think I hustled this much for you to be a dope boy? Like...
You better go to college, nigga.
Why? Go through your fucking chest.
Okay, so we talking about the parents now. Okay. Turn me up.
Like,
if he get enough money to pay the bills, he need to get up out of my house, though. Like,
Facts, if you want that level, you go out there with this shit. Get out of my house.
Do what you're doing. I ain't judging.
Leave me a half an ounce, bro.
Leave me by 2 ounces, nigga. I am your daddy. Leave me by 2 ounces of good shit.
He got to learn.
Hey, what do you say? Leave about 2 hours of the good shit. My boy Lee pure cocaine.
Oh, oh boy, you got to get, boy, you got to get your ass fucked. Boy, me and your mama got to shoot you, man. Me and your mama got to take you out. It's time to make another one. We got to make another one. We got to start over.
Honey, our boy became Tony Montana.
My son became a shot. But nah, I want a real tip though. Hey, if you don't have that person that you feel like you can just raise a family in a week, then you shouldn't have children.
You can't raise a family? You feel like you can't raise family with them? Hmm? Why you with them? You feel like you can't raise family with them?
She a good
person. I mean, you can't say that. If you fishing like you fishing, then you can't just say everybody has the perfect situation. Everybody don't have it. Everybody.
Of course. Don't ever have a perfect situation.
True.
First of all, you're supposed to find all this out before.
What? Find what out
before? This person in the first place. If you even believe in marriage or want to be married like that. But you should find out this person's, like, how were they raised? Because they're only going to raise their children how they were raised.
Who's going to be close to them?
Exactly. Unless that individual took the time to do some self-evaluation and change themselves, it's just going to continue the cycle.
That's true, that a motherfucker.
Common sense. Like,
yeah.
So if you don't picture yourself starting a family with this person, why be with them?
I mean, it's 2020, Pat. Sex. That's an easy question to answer.
Cool.
Sex. And that's usually how children are made. Sex.
Man, if you want to start a family,
shit,
man.
Shit, you had alcohol with that nigga. You
know. Shit, that ain't 2020, man. That's goddamn
20th
century.
That's from the beginning of time, man.
I think it's about time to wrap it up here. This has been episode Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. Don't forget, review, rate, subscribe, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Wear your mask.
Hey, and some more shit I want to say. Send out random titty pics. Love yourself first. Masturbate all the time. Tell your mommy you love her. Hold up.